This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
Hey, and welcome to the show. Ahead, the Seattle Thunderbirds have their man. Sixth overall pick in the 2012 WHL Bantam Draft, Ryan Groff has joined the T-Birds, foregoing an NCAA scholarship. Ryan will join us in moments. As will Thunderbirds general manager Russ Farwell. The T-Birds off to a good start to the season. And it's been a rewarding week in more ways than one for Everett Silvertips defenseman and Denny's WHL Player of the Week, Matt Pufall. He'll join us later. Well, the Seattle Thunderbirds and Ryan Groff are moving forward together. The highly touted forward has joined the T-Birds 17 months after they made him a top draft pick. I caught up with the newest member of the T-Birds.
It's probably been a long decision and one that didn't come easily, but let's talk about deciding to jump to Seattle and what led to it.
Yeah, I think me just talking to my parents quite a bit and just me thinking about it, it's always been on my mind, and I think something that I've always wanted to do, and now that I get the chance, I'm really looking forward to it.
When I talked to your dad earlier today, he said it was a decision you made on your own, that you basically said, this is what I want to do. What was sort of the last thing that sort of maybe convinced you?
I think just looking at how well they're doing right now this year, they're definitely on the rise and lots of good young players, and just want to be a part of that. And I think it's going to help me develop into the hockey player that I want to be.
Tell me about the rise in level of play. This is a step up. The players are, you know, they're from all over the world, and it's world-class talent. How do you think you'll adjust to that?
I definitely think it's going to take a couple games for me to, you know, just get adjusted to the league and whatnot. But I think once I get going, I think I'm going to fit in good and just going to work as hard as I can to fit in out there. I definitely got a good group of forwards up there, and, you know, obviously I'm just going to do whatever I can to get in the lineup every night. And I think just wherever coach wants me to play, I'm going to play, and just really want to contribute offensively and help the team win.
And for Seattle, it's a big piece to the puzzle now and moving forward. I spoke with general manager Russ Farwell.
After a couple of years, you finally get him in T-Bird colors. I'm sure that's big for your hockey club.
It is. We were excited when we picked Ryan, and I know there was a lot of speculation, and it's taken quite a while. You know, I really thought we had a chance in the summer. I think he really wanted to play, and they just couldn't quite see their way to get there at that point. But we're happy to have him, and we were, like I say, we were excited when we picked him, and we think it's a great addition for our team.
What do you think was the, not so much the turning point, but what put it over the top for him to join your team?
Well, I think the reality of the system and how it works. I mean, for a guy with a late birthday that's going into his draft year, he has a chance to play here in our league, being established, playing against his own age group and be evaluated there, or he can head off to the unknown and play against 22-year-olds and you get evaluated there. Well, that's kind of an unknown. He wants to be a hockey player. He wants to take the best run he can at it, and I think this is pretty much a proven path, and generally that's the one time where that late birthday becomes an advantage for a kid. All his life you're playing against bigger, stronger guys at every level. Now you're judged a year, you're older than the guys you're being judged with, and it generally, you know, plays in their favor. And so I think just the reality of the system, he wanted to play, he didn't want to put it off, he wanted to get in and get going, and we're happy to have him, like I say.
I know that when I spoke to him earlier this week, he said he's good friends with Matthew Barzell, and perhaps the start of the team and his start to his WHL career might have said, hey, you know what, this might be the route that I want to go here too.
I think a little bit. I know they talked ever since Matty first committed when he was coming to us, and I know they are friends. I know they talk, and I think that had a factor. But I think Ryan just looked at his own situation, his own career, and it looked like the move he wanted to make. So,
no, you look at it now. You have your first, second, and third round picks in your lineup right now. You're 16-year-olds. You'll have Ryan Groff here by the weekend, perhaps. You have to like how the youth of this team has panned out, and the fact you should be, you know, in for something good here.
You know, we are. We're excited about the next year or two with our team because we have all those guys. We had, you know, a couple of kids who we signed. We had two picks this year, Vulcan and Elder, that played very well for us through preseason. We're excited about Dante Fabro. I think he's really going to be a dynamic player, and we haven't got him quite committed yet, but I think he's, you know, on board. There's been no sign he doesn't want to play, and he's another good friend of Maddie's, and I think that won't hurt us. But he's a very good player in his own right, and we've got a couple of other young kids, so we're excited about those guys. All three of our 16s have really been good. Kulzar's been real good on our team, and Bear at times has been in our top four, so we've been really excited with the play of our 16-year-olds right now, and we've got a young 17-year-old goalie that's been really good. So going forward, you know, we've got a group of players there that, you know, we're excited about. But then we look back, you know, right now we're excited about this team right now. We've kind of taken some lumps with these guys over the years, and now they're bigger and stronger and look like they're ready to push ahead. So our focus right now is on this team and this year and marching ahead, but we think we maybe can extend it a little bit.
Over 20% of the players in the National Hockey League are graduates of the WHL, cementing it as the undisputed leader in developing professional NHL-caliber talent. Former Vancouver Giant, NHLer Evander Kane.
I chose the Western Hockey League because it's the best way to get to the NHL, and it's the best league in the world.
2-on-1, Bufflin, Kane scores! Kane left all alone, 1-0 Jets.
Edmonton Oilers goaltender and former Kamloops Blazer, Devin Dubnyk.
To get to that level of play at that age when I was 16, just to get in, and not just the play, but the schedule and the mentality, the professional mentality, the coaches, the management, to get all that at such a young age and then progress through it, it was everything for my career and certainly a great experience. I'm glad I went that way.
Prince Albert Raider and first-round NHL pick of the Chicago Blackhawks, Mark McNeil.
I chose the Western Hockey League simply because I believe it's the number one development league in the world. I think that not only develops professional players, but professional people too.
The Western Hockey League. It's time. The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Hey, what a week for Matt Pufall. The 20-year-old Everett Silvertip defenseman recorded 4 goals and 2 assists in 4 road games, helping the Tips earn 7 out of 8 points. And when he got home, they put the captain C on his sweater. Voice of the Silvertips, Travis Huntington, has more.
Well, obviously, Matt, what a week it's been for you. Obviously, the WHL Player of the Week, and your name, the team captain. We'll talk about that in a minute. But first off, talk a little bit about the road trip. You're able to put some goals in and help this team get a couple wins.
Yeah, it's always good going back out east to where I'm from and go back to Red Deer where all my whole career started. That was always nice, and getting 2 goals there was nice. And it's just good for the team to get those 3 wins and one overtime loss. It's 7 out of 8 points is pretty good.
Well, and I know for you, maybe your last year in the league, knowing you're going out to those rinks for the last time there, was that something you were thinking about when you went into Red Deer and Edmonton?
Yeah, for sure. Especially Red Deer, just like I said, that's where it all started. And, you know, that's where I learned a lot of my tools that I have now. And it's always just good going back there and knowing the last time I wanted to make it good.
Well, and of course, for a defenseman getting Player of the Week, yeah, that's pretty rare, Matt. You got to put in some pretty good numbers, couple game winners, couple goals in there. What are you feeling right now offensively? What's working for you? What's allowing you to be successful?
Little luck, for sure, especially the first goal in Edmonton there. And I didn't even know it went in until my D partner, Adam, came over and congratulated me. But it's just kind of putting the puck on net, just hoping good things will happen.
Well, and of course, another honor coming your way here just recently, Matt, as obviously you were named the Silvertips captain. Certainly an honor from your teammates there to receive that, to pull that sweater on and put that C on your chest. What is that going to mean to you?
It's going to mean a ton, you know, just growing up. You know, it's always a dream wearing the captain for a junior team. And even my young years in the league, I had a captain like Colin Archer my first year, and he was a role model that I looked up to, and I want to really base a lot of it on him and try to be a good role model for the young guys just like he was.
Well, and of course, you in your last season now here on the Silvertips team that has started off strong, has some high hopes here. What do you hope to, as a team, you guys can accomplish this year as you guys go forward?
Just, you know, one of our goals right from the get-go is that we want to put a banner up in the stands. Whatever way we do it, either we win our division or we win the conference or whatever way we do it, we just we really feel like we can put a banner up in the stands if we play like we can and play hard every single night, which we have been doing so far.
Well, and as you look at some of the strengths of this team here going forward, what do you think are some things that can be strengths of this team going forward?
Definitely our work ethic. There's no question. Kevin's been harping on it every single day. Lover, Rosie, they've been harping on it every single day, and they expect that from us every single night, and we expect that from ourselves every single night. And, you know, that's going to be huge for us because sometimes we don't have the skill like other teams have, and we got to make up for that with our work ethic.
All right, Matt. Hey, appreciate the time. Obviously, congratulations. You're on a big week.
Thanks, Rob.
That'll about do it for the show this week. Thanks to our guests, Ryan Gropp, as well as Russ Farwell and Matt Pufall. And thanks to Travis and Everett for his help. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.